Hello and good morning, Stavanger Lutheran Church. Welcome. Today is March 28th. It is Palm Sunday. We're excited to be here. We will begin with a few announcements, so if I could turn your attention to your bulletin. As today is Palm Sunday, you'll see some palms up here in front of the pulpit and in the entrance. We invite you to take a palm with you as you go. For Bible study, we have our virtual Shady Oak Bible study Wednesday night, 7 p.m. If you'd like to take part, yeah, there's Colleen. Tuesday night, okay. We're going to do a virtual Shady Oak Bible study Tuesday night, 7 p.m. No in-house Bible study at Stavanger this week. We'll have a Good Friday service here. Good Friday communion service that will be led by Galen Mathieson. Friday, 6:30 p.m. Look forward to seeing you then. Also, mark your calendar, next Sunday service will be at 9:30 a.m. for Easter. Easter service, 9:30 a.m. I have another special announcement in the bulletin. The Salvation Army is hosting Empty Bowls. It's a fundraiser for the food program. Homemade bowls containing a soup recipe will be available for a suggested donation of $20. You can see the details in there. It's April 15th between the times of 10 and 2 and 4:30 and 6 at the Center for the Arts, downtown Fergus Falls. Also, if you open up your bulletin, you'll find the daily prayer notes. The daily prayer notes are a great way for you to take part in the mission of God together with all of us. You can pray all in the month of April for the different needs of the Lutheran Brethren International Mission. We'll see on the back of the daily prayer notes some information about the fundraiser they have. Another resource which is available at the exit, the Muslim World Prayer Guide. This is a ministry that's been going on for 30 years. We're praying for the Muslim world, 30 days of prayer, and it's done during the time of Ramadan, which the Muslims celebrate. We decide to pray because it's a time of seeking, and we're praying for these folks. So take one of these with you on the way out also. And if there's any other announcements. Great. Well, let's begin our service then. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hear the call to worship from Psalm 118, verses 19 through 29. Open for me the gates of the righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine on us. With bows in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let us have a moment of silence. Thank you. Praise the Lord. We'll now invite the Sunday school kids up as we worship in song. Please remain in your seats.
Sing along with us, John 3:16.
Thank you. Sunday school kids.
All right. Good job. Very good job. We will now confess our sins together as a congregation. As you are so able, would you please rise for the confession of our sin? I will read the words under the heading Pastor. Would you please join me under the heading Congregation? Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess to you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Therefore, we flee for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy on us, and for his sake, grant us forgiveness of all our sins. By your Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of you, true obedience to your word. By your grace, we may come to everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy on us and has given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. To those who believe on his name, he gives power to become the children of God and bestows on them his Holy Spirit. Whoever believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, O Lord, to us all. Amen. Congregation, we will now confess our faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. Please join up and read along with me. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from whence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. And you may be seated. We'll take this time to offer up our prayers. I'd like to ask the congregation if you have any special prayer requests. Yes. Praying for revival in America. Okay, that's a good one. Yes. Thank you. We are expecting, my wife here in the front, expecting on Wednesday, so we appreciate your prayers. Yeah, we're in good hands. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we enter into Holy Week, we want to do so with our hearts and our minds rightly aligned with the faith that we confess. By your grace, Lord, help us to remember your marvelous deeds, how you saved us, Lord, how you entered into Jerusalem as king. You entered into our trouble. In a world full of trouble, Lord, you entered in to save us and to show us the way. And we long for your way, Lord. We long for your coming, your second coming, Lord. And in remembering your first coming, we hope to honor the day. We hope to live as people called by you, who have your word, who have your spirit, and who live by spirit and truth. Lord, may we grow in this time, in this day. Lord, whatever you put in our lives, the suffering or pain or trials, may we learn to exercise our faith, the faith that you gave us, Lord. As you sent out your disciples to do even greater things that you did, Lord, so equip your church today. So equip your church that we might see revival, that we might see your name lifted on high in this land. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Now we will pray with one voice, the Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and glory forever and ever. Amen. It's my pleasure to invite up today Pastor Eric Ries with today's message, Two Crowds, coming from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11, verses 1 through 10, and chapter 15, verses 1 through 15. Pastor Eric.
Good morning, everyone. Well, it's Palm Sunday. Can you believe we're already entering into Holy Week? This year's just been flying by so far. Our gospel text this morning comes from Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. I'll also be reading from Mark chapter 15, verses 1 through 15, starting in chapter 11 with verse 1. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord needs it, and will send it back here shortly.' They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, 'What are you doing, untying that colt?' They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven.'" Now moving to Mark chapter 15, starting with verse 1. "Very early in the morning, the chief priests with the elders, the teachers of the law, and the whole Sanhedrin made their plans. So they bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. 'Are you the king of the Jews?' asked Pilate. 'You have said so,' Jesus replied. The chief priest accused him of many things. So again, Pilate asked him, 'Aren't you going to answer? See how many things they are accusing you of.' But Jesus still made no reply. And Pilate was amazed. Now it was the custom at the festival to release a prisoner whom the people requested. A man called Barabbas was in prison with the insurrectionists who had committed murder in the uprising. The crowd came up and asked Pilate to do for them what he usually did. 'Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?' asked Pilate, knowing it was out of self-interest that the chief priests had handed Jesus over to him. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have Pilate release Barabbas instead. What shall I do, then, with the one you call the King of the Jews? Pilate asked them. Crucify him, they shouted. Why? What crime has he committed? Asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder, crucify him. Wanting to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them. He had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. This is the word of the Lord. Have you ever looked back on something that you had done and asked yourself, what was I thinking? I remember I must have been about 12 years old, and my grandparents had just recently gotten me a BB gun. And wisely, my parents didn't let me use the BB gun unless I was under their supervision. Well, one day, I was in their room, and I discovered where they hid that BB gun. And the very next time my parents left my sister and I at home alone, I ran into their room, and I grabbed it. And at first, I was just, you know, playing around, shooting at random things, cans and whatever else I could find. But soon I got bored with that, and I wanted a more interesting target. So I went to my 9-year-old sister, and I handed her a piece of tissue paper. Yeah, some of you know where this is going. I told her to hold it right in front of her face. Yeah. And I shot, and of course, the BB tore right through that tissue paper, and it hit her on the lip. Now, I knew that the BB would go right through that tissue paper. I knew it didn't stand a chance to block it. And I knew that if I hurt my sister, I would be in some serious trouble. To this day, I have no idea what I was thinking. Sometimes, not knowing what we're thinking has some pretty serious consequences. That was the last time I saw that BB gun. In 1859, a wealthy settler named Thomas Austin had 13 European wild rabbits sent to his property in southern Australia so that he could enjoy the sport of rabbit hunting. Just 7 years later, 14,253 rabbits were killed on his property alone. In about 50 years, these invasive rabbits spread across the entire continent. Their numbers became so large that they destroyed crops and land, even leading to soil erosion. The issues that these rabbits were causing were so serious that in the 1950s, the Australian government actually turned to biocontrol, intentionally infecting some of these rabbits with a disease and then releasing them into the wild to help control the population. To this day, Australia is dealing with these invasive rabbits. Just last year, it was estimated that there are more than 200 million of them in Australia. All because Thomas Austin wanted to hunt some rabbits. When he released those rabbits onto his property, he did not know what he was doing. When people don't know what they're doing or thinking, there can be some serious consequences. In our gospel passages for today, we hear about two crowds. In our first passage, Jesus rides into Jerusalem on a donkey just before the Passover, and the crowds shout, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven. In our second passage, Jesus stands before Pilate, accused by the religious leaders. This time the crowd shouts, crucify him. In both of these instances, the crowd has no idea what they are saying. The first crowd recognizes that Jesus is their Savior. They recognize that he is the promised Messiah. Many of them likely recognized this event as the fulfillment of Zechariah chapter 9. in which is written, "Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion, shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey." They recognize Jesus as their Messiah, but their shouts of praise are not for Jesus. They are for what they think he is about to do. They thought that Jesus had come to bring political peace. They had a misguided perception of what the work of their Messiah looked like. The second crowd supposes that Jesus is a heretic. They believe that by crucifying him, they are ridding themselves of this heretic. Neither crowd knew what they were doing or saying. Jesus did not come to bring political peace or to establish an earthly kingdom. His is a heavenly kingdom that will have no end. By crucifying Jesus, they did not rid themselves of a heretic. Instead, they ensured that the purpose for which he came would be accomplished. That is, that he would die for the sins of the world. I think if these crowds were here with us today, looking back on these events, they would say, "We don't know what we were doing. We don't know what we were thinking." Well, even today, our approach to Jesus is often similar to these crowds. When things seem to be going the way that we would like, we find it easy to praise him. But we question, neglect, or even despise him when our misguided perceptions of what Jesus will do in our lives fails us. With which of these crowds do you identify? Honestly, I could see myself in either one. When I look back at some of my old Facebook posts, and I see the arguments and the senseless debates that I got into, sometimes in the name of God, I wonder, what was I thinking? But thankfully, my hope is not found in what I did or what I was thinking. My hope is not found in whether or not I got it right. Our hope is in the one who knew exactly what he was doing, who spoke plainly about his coming rejection and suffering and death, who, as he was hanging on the cross, said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." It doesn't really matter which crowd you see yourself in. What matters is that in the crowd, Christ meets you. He offers to you the forgiveness that you so desperately need, saying, "I forgive you, even though you don't know what you do." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for meeting us today. We confess that we often don't know what we are doing. We thank you for sending your only Son, who knew exactly what he was doing. We thank you that Jesus meets us in the crowd and offers to us the forgiveness of sin. Open our ears and our hearts to receive your word today. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hey, before we sing our closing hymn, I'm gonna go off script here. I'm gonna pass out the palm branches to kids and anyone else who wants one. And while we sing our closing hymn, "All Glory, God and Honor," kids, you can wave your palm branches while you sing. All right? Okay. And now we'll sing our hymn. And we'll sing it to Jesus. Let's stand up and sing and wave our palm branches and praise the Lord, remembering how he came into Jerusalem to be our King.
hosannas ring. Thou art the King of Israel, thou David's royal son, who in the Lord's name comest, the King and Blessed One. The company of angels are praising thee on high, and mortal men and all things created make reply. The people of the Hebrews with palms before thee went, our praise and prayer and anthems before thee we present. To thee before thy passion they sang their hymns of praise. To thee now high exalted our melody we raise. Thou didst accept their praises, accept the praise we bring, who in all good delightest, thou good and gracious King.
You remain standing as we sing our closing chorus. Benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Let's praise God. Let's wave those branches.
Praise.